Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome all to Jake and Drew, the podcast of the two favorite Gardenier grandchildren. We're happy to have y'all here. The intro felt a little clunky, but it is true. Read my stat sheet. Jake, how are you doing this? How are you doing this day? How are you doing this day?
It's all right.
Yeah?
It's an all right day.
It was a warm day. This might be the last warm day of the Provo.
I had an incident today.
An incident or an accident?
Incident.
Okay, what was the incident?
So I get out of this class where we talk about luck.
Okay.
And we're talking about luck, and he's like, you guys are so lucky because you guys are born in America. You have all these opportunities. And so I go out. I'm like, yeah, he's right. I am lucky. Then I go to the bathroom, and I start peeing. And while I'm peeing, this has never happened to me before in the urinal, but the urinal flushes, and then it overflows and falls on my leg. The water, like, hits my leg.
What a lucky duck.
And so I'm just standing there, and there's like a line. All these classes are getting out, but like my legs are soaked, and I don't want people to think stuff. They're not soaked. I don't want to say that my legs were soaked.
Have you always been wearing shorts today? Or
yeah.
So there was water all over your legs.
Not all over, but there was a little, and I thought people might notice. So I just stayed there until it dried off.
Can we go 1 week without talking about anything that happened in the bathroom? It's crazy that you clog the toilet with your own pee. You need to drink more water.
Well, I didn't clog the whole toilet. It was a malfunction in the system. Hmm. Well, BYU needs to fix that.
So you're saying you're not lucky?
I'm not a lucky duck.
Speaking of things being, what's it called? Not thick. I slit my hand open.
Wait, whoa. What?
Because your pee was thick, so it clogged up the toilet.
That was a stretch.
Said the word thin and like too thick, and that wasn't a stretch.
That was a stretch.
That's the direction the conversation was going in, I could tell.
That's crazy.
I cut my hand open this morning, making a bagel, and I've never seen myself bleed so much. It was crazy. I didn't know that hands had so much blood. Like, I was just sitting there, and I was like, it's going to stop eventually. Never stopped. Like, so much blood all over the sink.
Well, that's why you don't use a knife.
I feel like I had a reason for this. Oh yeah. Okay. The point was that I bleed blue. I literally bleed blue. I'm actually going to get it checked out. I'm
going to see that.
My radiologist about that. Which leads us into, actually we won't talk about
Cougars.
Are we going to talk about the
Cougar tail? What?
Why don't we talk first about should we talk about our sports jargon, our sports term?
Oh, yes, our sports term of the week.
I finally found a segment for it. I don't have any intro music. Do you have a little music you could play for us, Jake?
I could do a little something.
I'll sing over it, but maybe a little...
Let's see what this one does. Not a good one.
No, you have a guitar. You have a guitar.
Oh, I do. I do.
You have a guitar in the corner.
We have guitar in studio.
We'll break it out maybe a little bit more.
What is it called?
This is our new segment called Sports Jargon 101.
Sports Jargon 101.
That was pretty good. Okay, that's pretty good. I was going to try to do something. Yeah, I think that's great.
I have the vocals of an angel.
Okay, Jake, do you see some of the sports jargon that
I've
written
down? I do.
Which one do you want to take a stab at? We don't have to take a stab at all of them, but our listeners like to know more about sports. And they
we're getting a little bit advanced. We're going week by week, and so the course gets a little tougher as we go on. And so for this week, we'll be talking about the Euro step.
Muy Roma bien.
Yes, made popular by professional basketball player Manu Ginobili.
Was it really Manu? Did we give credit to him? I hate Manu Ginobili.
Manu Ginobili. It's where you step one way and then step the other and then shoot a layup.
Okay, that was a really rough definition of what a Euro step is. Let me see if I can... I wrote down a really good definition, so I don't want it to be... I want it to be what I wrote down. But essentially, it's when you take when you pick up the ball and then you take a step in opposite directions while still holding the ball. So like a move where... This is what I wrote down. Where a player takes two steps in different directions to kind of miss or get out of the way of a defender before finishing at the basket.
Try and get him on that first step.
Yeah, you try to get him to go one way when you're actually your intention is to go the other way. Mm-hmm. It's a great move. Oh, I love it. Crazy. I won't give Manu the credit for it, but I think it's a great move.
Great move.
Jake, I don't mean to get out of this segment too fast, but I failed to mention that it looks like it's No Shave November on your side of the table.
It is. I am growing out the stash. I'm glad you recognized it.
How's it going? Well, it took me a while. The light hit your face a little bit when your hair got pushed back, and I was like, oh, there is a mustache up there.
For you viewers out there, right now I'm stroking my mustache because I am thinking.
Stroke
of your
it
question.
Really close to the mic. We can just hear you breathe. No,
that's the mustache.
Oh, okay.
No, I have been growing my mustache. This is the most I've grown it ever in my life. And so maybe it's just my staple now. Maybe I'm the mustache guy on the podcast.
I'm not gonna lie, having a mustache is really, really fun. Girls don't like it unless that's kind of their thing. But it's really fun having a mustache.
It's fun when everyone's doing it as well.
True.
Especially in November.
You know what I've noticed, though, is when you have a mustache and... This is like if a guy says, oh, your mustache looks really good, it can mean one of two things. 99% of the time, it means you actually do have a really good mustache. Like, we love the mustache, guys, supporting guys. 1% of the time, that guy doesn't want you stealing his girls. So he's like, oh, if this guy has a mustache, he's off the roster. I don't even have to worry about him. So be careful about those people you see.
Okay.
They could
I'll keep
right
an
next
eye
door.
Out.
Let's talk about BYU. Let's talk about the
I must ask you a question.
No, we're
But
we're,
I'll
no,
shave
no.
it for later. Okay,
if you're gonna say terrible things on live radio, then I'm not gonna give you the satisfaction of laughing at it or pretending like it was
fun. I've noticed that. I say a lot of funny things on radio and I get no laughs.
No, I laugh, but when it's not funny, I make sure that you feel it because there's no way that you'll learn. I'm helping you learn here. Let's talk about BYU.
Okay, let's talk about
it. We go to school there.
The Cougars, we do.
Where do you want to start? What was your overall thoughts of the game, Jake?
My overall thoughts is we played awful.
Okay.
And to put in more...
We won.
I know. It was Utah, though. They're on their third-string quarterback. Mm. To put it in more simpler terms, a lot of people are giving our defense credit, which I think is due. Our defense is due credit for that second half. First half was rough, though. How do we allow 21 points to a third-string quarterback who the offense has been shaky all year? I think a lot of this close loss... Mm-hmm. is on the defense.
Why was it a quote-unquote close loss? It was we won by 1 point. I think that's his...
Close win.
Oh,
close to losing.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's really on the defense for going down 21-10. I think it put the offense like in this mentality, like we got to work our way out of this pit throughout the second half. But I'm not letting the offense off the hook either. They did not perform well. I did not like... that last stretch before the first half ended, coach did an awful job. And Jake Redzlaff did an awful job managing the clock. But for the most part, towards the end of the game, Jake Redzlaff showed up, the defense showed up, and so we got out with the win. Sometimes games are a little murky.
Mm-hmm.
So
I respect everything you said, but I feel like there's a commonality between BYU fans as of late. I think it's fine to be happy and be like, actually, I think it's great to be happy, but I think BYU fans are getting a little spoiled when it comes to all these wins. A lot of complacency and a lot of just kind of arrogance, like, oh, we suck. We can't play games like this. We're 9-0. Like, this is a miracle season. And BYU fans completely went from like just being thankful all the time to being like, man, I can't believe that we suck. We would allow 21 points in a half to a third string quarterback, who I think honestly was their best option. Definitely played better than what I think Cam Rising or Isaac Wilson would have played. So I think Brandon Rose taking the reins. Although I don't think that we should be giving up that many points and a half. I think we came back. And I think the reason why they were is because they were playing very simple. We were trying to play really kind of fancy. I know Utah had that trick play that ended in interception, but right when that happened, they went away from that and they just played a really simple and easy game to manage to set themselves up for success. And they kind of went away from that in the second half and weren't able to get back on track because they kind of took their finger off the gas pedal. But it is crazy how the Big 12 still runs through Utah. I mean, they own the Big 12. We're so lucky as BYU fans
to be in their presence.
To be in their, like, to even like be able to say their name is kind of like, how blessed are we? That's what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving, is that the Big 12 runs through Utah like everyone predicted.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of, these weeks are very important coming up for Big 12 championship implications, which is the only way that BYU will make the college football playoffs, is winning the Big 12 championship. It's not based on their record.
I feel like the only time that 20 to 25 year old white guys say the word implication is when it has to do with college football. This game has SEC championship implications.
Implication.
I agree
with
you.
It's a big word.
Kansas is, everyone's jumping ahead to ASU because they seem like they're the tough team to beat, which I agree. But I think Kansas is no stiff. They're like going to be great against us. Great quarterback over there, and they just have not finished at the end of games, which all they need to do is that and kind of spoil a little bit of our season if we kind of get on a cold streak here to close the season.
Isn't it crazy that BYU is ranked number 6? That just blows my mind.
Well, are we? What are we in the APs? Are we still
seven?
No, in the APs, not in the college football playoff.
We're 6.
In the college football playoff?
In the AP.
I don't think you're telling the truth.
I am. I just saw that too. I didn't believe it either. I thought we were 8 still or something, or 7. We're 6.
AP top 25 poll. Confirmation, Tennessee is number 6, Jake.
Wait, what? My phone is lying to me.
Well, it's not that big of a difference. We're number 7. But
that's crazy.
But I just knew that because I knew that we were 6 ranked in the college football rankings, and then we're like the 3 seed in the bracket if the season ended today. So it's a great time to be a BYU fan. I don't want to be too hard on BYU fans, but for them to like just quickly get back on the old habits of blaming Kalani Sitake, blaming the quarterback, I think that it was a rough environment, rough game. I think we played very well to close out the game, made a lot of adjustments that were able to keep us in the game. I do have a lot of like issues with how some of the plays were called or how we did certain things, but anyone saying that it was the worst, I had a guy sitting next to me who said, this was the worst coached game BYU has ever had. I was like, first, wrong. Second, you've never watched BYU football if that's what you got. And third, to be able to be down by 11 points in a rivalry game at halftime in enemy territory and to be able to come back and win, that alone tells you that it was a well-coached game. Even if there was tough play calls still in the second half, that they were mentally tough enough to help their team get the win despite being down that much. So
I think the better question, who do you have playing for the Big 12 championship?
Who I have or who I'd like to see?
Both. Who do you have and who?
I think what I'd like to see is BYU Colorado. I think that'd be awesome. That'd be an awesome game. I think that it'll be BYU. Well, I guess if Arizona State loses to BYU in 2 weeks, then they won't be in it.
If ASU beats BYU.
But if ASU beats BYU, then they still have a chance at it. And so does BYU. I think that it will be BYU Colorado. But I wouldn't be surprised to see ASU in that game. Or who's the other one that could totally make it? Kansas State.
I think those are the 4 teams.
I wouldn't like to see us play another team. I don't like having to beat a team twice.
Yeah.
I don't think we can. Yeah.
Colorado has a very easy schedule these last couple of weeks. So what I see happening, part of me wants, I'm a little biased on BYU. I think BYU and Colorado in the Big 12 championship, what I want is BYU versus ASU. Because, I mean, that's a hard thing to root against one of your two teams, but when you know one of them's going to the college football playoffs that they win, I'm fine with that.
Right.
So
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Oh,
Can't really lose. I don't know what I would put money on, but yeah.
I would hope BYU, just the way they've been playing this season.
That's a good point. It seems like it's kind of, BYU is kind of the team of destiny.
Wait.
Seems like, wait, you got to preface what this is.
Team of destiny!
Oh, okay. BYU is the team of destiny.
Team of destiny.
Is what they feel like. I have beef with Big Cat from Part of My Take for comments he made about BYU this last week on the show. They usually talk about college football a little bit. And they are always big, hey, we're big team of destiny kind of guys. Like, we'll root for the team of destiny. We won't root for the big dog. And they were totally saying, like, BYU is going to lose a game this season, like, within the regular season. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, yeah, that's the maybe the realistic approach to take. But, I mean, if you're taking the realistic approach at the beginning of the season, you'd probably say that we were, like, 3-7 at this point. So I have beef, disavowed Big Cat for,
disavowed.
For not liking or not believing – in a team of destiny like BYU. Yeah.
The thing is, I can't see BYU losing another home game.
No.
I can see them losing to ASU. That's the game I could see them losing.
I don't know. This Kansas game is going to be really tough. I know it doesn't seem like I feel like we have a great student section and a great environment, which also Utah has a terrible home. Like, they're very hard to play in. But as far as, like, things that make the game fun for the fans, they're just not very good.
Yeah.
We could go on and on about how much we hate Utah.
But can we talk about how Colorado has a chance at the college football playoffs? And was it or was it not me who said they will make the college football playoffs?
That sounds like you're rooting against BYU, the fact that you said they'll make the college football playoffs.
Well,
Jake just does whatever's trendy. Like, the Costco guys, he might not
even
have been
to
Costco. He might never even been to Costco before. But he's like, these Costco guys, I can get into that. Deion Sanders being a coach? I could get into that. Everything that's trendy. I think Jake has a Bronny James jersey. So it just matters what's trendy and Jake will buy into it. But yeah, Colorado.
I think the biggest disappointment for me will be if Kansas State makes it to the playoffs.
Oh, that would be so
That would be the terrible. Worst. If BYU, ASU, or Colorado make it, I mean, if Colorado makes it, I won't be the happiest man in the world, but I'll still be kind of happy. I'll be like, oh, I like Colorado.
I don't
Colorado.
Know if happy is the right word, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but if Kansas State makes
You'll
it.
You'll be maybe excited to like, watch
the
games.
Depressed.
You'll watch the games.
Yeah, I'll be depressed.
Yeah.
Should we call our analysis on this game?
Yeah, let's call our insider, Big Boy Coug. Let's see if we can get him on the phone.
Let's see if we can get Big Boy Coug.
I don't even know. I think we're just going to, yeah, let's just talk to him about his insights about the game. See what he's up to. What's it called? It got me so excited. Just the BYU-Utah game. Twitter has been awesome, or X has been awesome.
Hey.
Hello? Is this Big Boy Coug on the phone?
At your service.
Big Boy Coug.
There we go, baby.
Let's hear it for him.
Live on radio. Big Boy Coug. How's it going, man?
Hey, life couldn't be better. Am I right?
I could not agree more. We caught you at a good time, I'm hoping. Is that right?
Anytime's a good time for me.
Set you up.
Working remote.
Soft toss. Oh, beautiful. Okay, that's great. Awesome.
Well, Big Boy Coug, we want to talk to you a little bit about the BYU game, but first, we want to listen in real quick to your reaction after the game. So, hold for a second. We're going to listen to that real quick.
Yes!
Great, and the Cougs have a lead
yes!
in Salt Lake City.
Yes!
Can you believe this?
Yes!
This is a team of destiny.
Team of
and
destiny!
Multiple last second drive.
Never a doubt!
UCF
I'm driving responsibly. I'm driving so responsibly right now.
Oklahoma State.
Seatbelt
is taking special teams.
Not on, but I'm responsible.
Big Boy Coug, tell us a little bit about your feelings a week later, but also your feelings the moment after with the BYU win.
Well, I'll start with the moment after, as it all happened. Crazy story, and I'll tell you really quick. As you can maybe, I guess, hear from that, I'm listening to the radio. That's Greg mm-hmm. Rebell.
Yeah.
Shout out. That's not Brock Osweiler, the TV broadcaster. I could not even watch the game. A little after halftime, it was just too much for me. I said, you know what? I'm just going to get in my car. I'm going to listen to it on the radio and just drive around, get my heart rate lowered a little bit. So I was just driving around, and as soon as I got in my car and started driving up I-15, the Cougs started moving the ball, and we scored, and I said, I'm not changing a thing. I'm going to keep driving around. This is good luck. And
so kind of a superstition video, at that point.
Yeah, I'm not superstitious, just a little stitious, right? And so we get to the point, right, where it's at 4th and 10, if BYU doesn't convert, the game's over. And I'm listening to the call, and Greg Rebell says, Jake Radsoff gets sacked. Utah will take over.
That's at this point, you started veering into oncoming traffic. Is that what happened?
You know what? I thought about it for a second. Instead, I just turned off my radio, turned down the volume, and I just sat there in silence. I sat there in silence for about like 2 full minutes, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to turn it back on, listen to what they're saying after the game. I'm sure Utah kneeled it, or they probably QB sneaked it in the end zone.
Run it up on.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Exactly. So I just wanted to hear the reaction. I turn it on, and all of a sudden I hear Greg Rebell say, and Chase Roberts catches the ball downfield, and BYU has a champ. I was oblivious to the fact there was a holding call. I thought the game was over. I was already kind of taking it all in, trying to get my emotions in check, and I had a whole new life. And I'm listening to the radio. We drive down the field. We kick that field goal. And that was the call by Greg Rebell, Team of Destiny. And Team I was
Can we hear that one more time?
Team of Destiny!
Team of Destiny.
That's going to be the best soundbite we have for the rest of the year. That's awesome.
Yeah, hopefully we can keep that soundbite going after every game.
I will say that that your prediction before the game was a little confident. Do you regret being so confident about your prediction of BYU versus Utah, thinking that we'd have the opportunity to potentially run up the score? You knew it would be a close game, you talked about, in the defensive battle, but I feel like you sounded pretty confident in a sure BYU victory.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I was so hopeful. I was kind of trying to speak it into existence. I think in my mind I was hoping, you know, BYU's going to take care of business. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be it's never going to be in doubt. But, you know, deep down I knew this is the holy war. It's probably going to be really close. It's going to come down to a call by the refs here and there, like it always does, and maybe a field goal to win it. But yeah, my prediction was wrong. I don't care. All that matters is BYU wins, and I'm right, dude. That's what I say.
Amen to that. That's what that's the gospel truth right there. I saw that the Utah running back that made some comments before the BYU football game that Big Boy Coug posted about, I saw he transferred right after the BYU game. Do you feel responsible at all for leading to this transferring for the running back at all? Did you see this news?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think my Twitter is directly correlated to the transfer portal, but actually, I do feel responsible.
We'll give you
take that one.
We're calling it now. We're That's reporting here live at Jake and Drew, Utah running back transfers, Big Boy Coug.
Old war was too tough on him.
I know.
You know, and I'm not shocked. He experienced the Cold War. He saw my tweet and he said, you know what? I'm dipping.
Man, I can't wait for the Cold War next year. It just gets better every single time. I'm curious a little bit about just your biggest takeaway from the game as well. What do you think that the Cougs learned from this game, kind of sneaking out with the victory right at the end there?
You know what? It's funny. A-Rod had a press conference this week and they basically asked him the same question. They said, what'd you learn about the team this week? And he said, nothing. Because he said, everything we already knew. We've been in this situation with Oklahoma State. We know this team's resilient. They're going to find a way to win. And we saw exactly that, what we've seen all year long from this team. And I laughed when he said nothing. Because usually coaches are going to be like, you know what, I learned this and that. But I think he's right on the money.
Calls out his, I agree.
We saw who the Cougs are, and it's not always going to be pretty, but they're going to find a way to win, and hopefully they can keep that going. They make plays when it matters.
Yeah,
the defense makes stops when it matters, and the offense will get chunk plays and find ways to score when it matters, and so hopefully they can keep that going.
Yeah, you never root for the close games, but it seems like we definitely step up when the game is on the line like that. My last question before I defer to Jake is just, it seems like there's a vibe from Sitake a little bit of obviously playing hard, punching him in the mouth, but helping him back up afterwards. More so kind of playing with love. And then you kind of have like, I won't say there's a contrast when it comes to Jay Hill's kind of comments about the rivalry, but his is a little bit more of an animosity. Let's just completely just go out there and just punish them as much as we can. We hate them. We hate Utah. It's a Max Hall kind of approach. What kind of side of the fence are you on? What do you think is the right approach or the one that will get us the most wins?
Yeah, I hate them. I hate everything about them. So I commend Kalani. You know, he says tough guys. This is what tough guys do. They, you know, they love them. Yeah, I guess I'm not a tough guy. I can accept that. I'm okay with that. You know, I respect some of the players at Utah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's some cool guys on that team. They're good players too. They're well coached. And so I like that about Utah. I like that they're a good team that we compete against, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, punch them in the mouth. I love it. Sure. We'll help them up. Yeah. I don't mind.
But we're so blessed to have the Utah, like the Big 12 runs through Utah. We're so blessed as BYU fans to be in the same conference, right? As the greatest team ever to touch the Big 12 as the Utah Utes. I think we're so lucky as BYU fans. Should be more grateful.
Yep. And they're running the Big 12 just like they said they would. You know what?
Yeah.
No, Kalani's great. I think he says a lot of good things. You know, I'm imperfect.
Man, that's okay. I think it's fine to be on both sides of the fence there.
Yeah. You Kate, I mean, Big Boy Q. Who's that? Big Boy Q, you said you like some of the Utes players. You like some of their coaches. Are the rumors true that have you heard the rumors?
No, I haven't heard the rumors.
The rumors about Big Boy Kook. He is going to try and get this fine taken away from the AD because he supports the AD. Are these true, Big Boy Kook?
That doesn't sound very true.
Patently false. I 40K. You know what? And I'll say this. Andrew, you mentioned you want to just put the game away. It would have been such a joy to just kill them, yeah. Right?
Oh, it would have been great.
Leave no doubt. Mm-hmm. But there's just something so sweet about making them have to go through all this and making Mark Harlan, uninvited, just go to the press conference and have the biggest hissy fit I've ever seen.
You're demonic, man, but I love it. Psychotic, but I love it.
I loved every second about that. I wish I could make that my ringtone. He's a loser. And also, while I'm on this rant, Steve Bartle from KSL Utah Insider, unblock me on Twitter. Because I have some comments.
Unblock him.
I have some comments for your tweet. Pony up. Unblock me. Come on, Steve Bartle. I'm calling you out.
You've been put on notice. I love this. You're psychotic, and I love that. That's what we want on this podcast is we want just brute. Like we would rather have a close, heartbreaking win over it and have the Utah fans just be completely just shattered over it than to have them have a satisfaction of just going home like, I guess we just got blown out, whatever.
Yeah, it's brought me a lot of joy. I said when we ended up talking last week, I said, when you're living life right on and off the field, the Lord steps in and magic happens. Famous quote by Austin Colley. It's exactly what happened. Couldn't be more happy about it. The Lord's team won. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. All those classless fans that threw garbage on our team, they can go home to their, what are they now, 1-5 in the Big 12. Keep supporting their youth. Good luck. Hopefully we get Smith Snowden in the portal next year. Through Mark Harlan. Go Cougs, baby. Go Cougs.
Love it.
Thank you. Thanks for joining the show, Big Boy Cougs.
You're the best, man.
Awesome. All right. Love you guys. Big week, big game this week.
Yeah.
Big
game. Nothing to take for granted. We'll get out there. We'll support our Cougs. Hopefully we'll see you at the game, Big Boy Cougs.
Awesome. Awesome.
Right. See ya.
Bye. Oh, sounds like help. You always cut people off on there and say, like, thanks. Well, that was Big Boy Cougs.
Big Boy Cougs.
Glad to have him on. Always fun to talk about BYU sports, especially BYU football, when we're great. We'll get more into some BYU basketball hopefully pretty soon here. Jake, I forgot to bring up, too, I won't talk too much about some other Utah sporting things, but I went to the Jazz-Suns game 2 nights ago. Got to see D-Book ball out. I was wondering what your thoughts on this, though. Jordan Clarkson was wearing a pair of D-Books. Do you think this is like obviously this kind of a respect thing, like D-Book gives him the bookers or whatever, and is like, hey, this is a gift for you. But do you think it's kind of like a son moment? Like Booker is like sunning Jordan Clarkson in a way? Like, I don't feel like that's really the vibe, but wearing another person's shoes, is that kind of like, I don't know, it's not soft, but it seems kind of like, wow, like I'm beneath this guy. How can you ever trash talk that person when you're like, you're wearing my shoes?
That is hard.
Yeah. Like, if you ever try to talk to me, like, look at your feet, bro.
I didn't think about it that way. That's, yeah. I guess you can't. You can't talk to them. You have to kiss their feet.
Suns won nonetheless. KD out. Still got the dub. Nurk out too. But we looked really good. Suns do look really good. They worry me just because I fear that we won't be able to win if we don't have all three playing consistent throughout the regular season. But I like the City Valley edition jerseys. I love the Suns. I think they look really good.
Looking good.
More Suns talk probably to come in the coming weeks here.
Coming.
Ooh. Last thing I was going to touch on is look for me on Cougar Board. We're also making a Jake and Drew account on the Cougar Board.
Yes, sir.
Have you been on Cougar Board, Jake?
I've not.
Cougar Board's awesome. It's where BYU fans just go to rile each other up and just get super mad at teams and losing and stuff like that. It's great. We talk about mad conspiracies, so keep your eyes on that.
Great stuff.
Next thing, before we get to our next guest, I want to ask you, Jake, how the Small and Simple Things podcast went.
Small and Simple Things. It was good.
Did you get on the bed?
I did get on the bed.
Wow.
I had some troubles. The bed was a little high, so I had to use like a footstool.
How does she get up there? Is she tall?
No, I don't. Parkour, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
Sow cow. Shout out Jeff. I don't ask questions, but I just got on the bed. It was pretty short, 10 minutes. And we just had a good talk. Make sure to listen to it. Kyla Hoisington, the Small and Simple Things podcast.
Great plug.
It was great.
This episode of Jake and Drew brought to you by the Small and Simple Things podcast. Small and Simple Things. They're small and simple.
Small and simple.
Things.
Yes. But yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit before we put on our next guest.
Oh, okay.
It's about the mid-season of the NFL.
Oh.
I think people are annoyed how much we've been talking about the Cardinals. Obviously, we're huge Cardinals fans. That's why we talk about them.
They can shove it, Jake.
Yeah. But I want to see, is there any, you know, obviously we've had a lot of predictions at the beginning of the year. Our first ever podcast, go back and listen. The sound quality sucks and our chemistry is awful. But listen to it and hear our predictions on who we think was going to make the Super Bowl, MVP, and I think the playoffs in general. How are your predictions looking, Drew?
Well, I might need the only prediction that I really know of that's still doing well and that I actually remember well, I can't remember who my MVP was this year. I think I might have said Lamar.
I think I might have said Patty.
Yeah. Did you say Patty?
I might have.
That one's not aging well. Mine that aged well.
Well, if they go undefeated, he is the MVP.
No, he's not.
Whoa.
You can't throw just as many interceptions as you do touchdowns and be the MVP.
Whoa.
It's not an award for the best player on the best team. It's the best player, regardless.
Whoa.
Of,
what? You're telling me a team like goes undefeated, the core player on that team's not winning the MVP. That's blasphemy. Someone on that team has to win the MVP.
Because,
and it would be Patrick Mahomes.
False. BYU
Patrick Imperial Attack Mahomes.
Football is a beautiful sport.
13 seconds Mahomes. If they go 17-0.
Football is such a team sport that it's like the only sport like where basketball you can really have like one or two players really influence an entire season. Football, you have to like quarterbacks are obviously the most important part of the game.
You know.
But as thank you. About time I got my respect. But in this case of football, it's one of those things where if you don't have a good defense, you're not going to win every game. You're not going to win. If you don't have a good offense, if you don't have good like people to throw it to, obviously a quarterback can only do so much. Football is like the only complete game I feel like there is out there. So the fact that like the Chiefs are able to win scoring 16 points and beating the Broncos 16-14, that says a lot to how I don't think Patrick Mahomes, it's not just the best quarterback on the best team who wins the MVP. Even if they
we're
go
not
undefeated.
Saying the best player on the
even
best
if
team.
They
we're
go
saying
undefeated.
The best player on an undefeated 17-0 team.
But is Patrick Mahomes playing like the best player? I would say that Chris Jones or some other defensive players are playing better than Patrick Mahomes is. He's less valuable to their team than those guys are right now.
Hey, I would not disagree with you.
No disrespect.
I would not disagree with you, but when are we going to see a defensive player win the MVP?
Travis Hunter.
Hey, I think the guy from Sandlot said it best. The great Hambino.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
That was
Never.
Squints who said that, you idiot.
Oh.
It wasn't the great. Dude, you
Squints Palidores.
So I don't know who my – I got to look through my MVP. My prediction, though, was the Bills would win the Super Bowl, which obviously then and now it still sounds kind of foolish to me because the Bills – they're. It's easier to root for a team and to believe in a team that has gotten over the hump. Like the Buffalo Bills, they don't know what a Super Bowl winning it feels like. So it's hard to be like, oh, they'll eclipse that.
Did you pick the Bills and the Lions? Was that your prediction?
Yeah, Bills, that's Lions. And I said that it would feed families. I wonder if I said
I would not. I don't feel like that would feed families.
It would feed families.
You got two very like, I don't know, quarterbacks. On
two teams that have never won a Super Bowl and that haven't been in a Super Bowl since
I guess
Bills in the
cool.
90s
That'd
and cool. the Detroit Lions, like, never. I feel like that would feed families.
That'd be cool.
I think that's who I had. So I'm still riding with Buffalo Bills. I think that would I be surprised if they lost to the Chiefs in the playoffs? No. The script sounds like that was probably what's going to happen every year. But I think if they can get over, the hump of the Chiefs, they might own the Chiefs like for the rest of Josh Allen's career, because he might be the MVP.
Crazy take.
It's probably Lamar. Lamar's playing really great on the stat sheet, but
yeah. My prediction for the Super Bowl was the Ravens and the Eagles, which I think would feed families.
Yeah, Eagles not so much. Philadelphia fans are terrible. Like, they're awesome.
Philly,
but they're terrible.
Go Philly.
We love Philly, but flip Philadelphia.
But I definitely could see the Lions making it to the NFC Championship, even Super Bowl. I love the Lions. I've been on them ever since Dan
Campbell.
They've
kind of been there before. They were like a quarter away from making the Super Bowl last year.
Quarter away. The crazy thing that I predicted, though, was that the Ravens wouldn't be playing the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. I picked the Steelers, and the Steelers have been going crazy.
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 Yeah, they
crazy
have,
good.
They have been going a little crazy. I hate the
Steelers. My Steelers.
I can't believe you can say the word Steelers with a smile on your face. I don't think I've ever smiled and said Pittsburgh Steelers. No way I've ever done that.
Hey,
I hate the Steelers.
I'm not biased. I'm just right.
Okay. Well. So you think two AFC North teams are going to be in the?
I do.
That's crazy. That'd be awesome.
I think. I don't think it'll work. Actually,
Pittsburgh's.
I don't see the Chiefs going undefeated. And so I think they'll lose in the first round to a 7-seed Bengals team.
I like that a lot, actually.
Return of Joe Burrow.
Can they make it? Are they easily?
They're one game out.
Yeah, I mean.
They'll pass the Broncos. Broncos will dip out.
Are the Chargers going to dip out?
No, Chargers will stay.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's what it sounds like then. I would love to see Joe Burrow go to Burrowhead, beat the Chiefs. Mm. Oh, it'd be beautiful.
That'd be awesome.
I think the Steelers are a first-round exit if they
make
the playoffs. I don't want to be too like pessimistic and let my bias get in the way, but there is a world that I could see where the Steelers don't make the playoffs, and I think it'd be crazy. And they're 7-2, and I can see it. Like, I think their defense is good enough to keep them in it, but I could kind of see it happening. But I don't know. Well, let's head over to the NFC.
Well, here's the thing. I think when we talk about the NFC, before we preface that, I want to say in the AFC, we talk about, I would say, three teams who we really think could make the Super Bowl.
For the AFC?
Yes, and that is the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills, and then a sleeper in the Bengals. Those are really the teams.
But the Steelers can't?
I don't think the Steelers will make the
Houston
Super Bowl.
Houston Texans?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't even think the Bengals. Bengals is a stretch. So those are the three teams. For me, the NFC, wide open.
Yeah, no, that is kind of the sentiment that I feel. Obviously, but then a lot of times when we say, like, who's the best team in the NFL, I feel like a lot of people are saying Detroit. And that makes it feel like it's not wide open. But, I mean, Detroit's still got to play the best teams in the playoffs. They've still got to go back-to-back with these games, and it could just not go their way. It seems like when I look at the teams that are atop the NFC standings, I don't see Philadelphia really making a push this year. I know you do, but for some reason, I know they've added all the right things in the offseason, but for some reason, I just don't see them in the NFC Championship. But then again, who else would it be? Like, would it just be Atlanta? If it's not anyone from the NFC West, if it's not any of the other teams.
What about the Cardinals?
Well, I don't want to be too biased, but I'm ready for the parade.
How about
I'm ready. Dude, I'm throwing a parade if we make the playoffs. Like, when I say the parade, I'm going to say that for the rest of the year. Like, just looking forward to the parade. Because if we make the playoffs, there's a parade.
That's a parade. I think there's in the NFC, there's 8 teams right now that can make the playoffs.
Wow. Really?
8 teams. And, you know, 7 teams make it. So one team's out. I think it's an 8-team competition. My team out might surprise you.
Tampa Bay?
No.
Packers, Vikings.
I do think the Buccaneers are out.
Okay. I think that they might sneak in. But go on.
I think it's going to be between the Washington football team and the Minnesota Vikings.
As the first team out?
One team out. One team. One of those teams will make it. One of those teams will not. I think they'll fall apart towards this, the end of the season. You know, with the Washington football team, they got that Cliff Kingsbury effect where they start off the season really good, and now they're starting to fall apart.
Yeah, I've been a first-hand Sam Darnold
on pumpkin watch.
I want Sam Darnold to do so well, but in the recent weeks, he's not done very well at all, and it's kind of spoken to, I don't know, maybe Brady Tavish's wishful thinking as far as how good he'll be. But who makes it in if those are your two teams out? Like, I know that they could. You're saying that, like, they're okay, on.
My seven, I got the Eagles, Lions,
okay,
Falcons. I have the 49ers winning the division.
So Cardinals don't make the playoffs?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, keep on going.
49ers. I got the Packers at the 5, Cardinals at the 6, and if I had to pick one, I would go Washington football team at the 7.
And they sneak out over the Vikings. That's crazy, but it's not impossible.
Now, what do you see?
Pretty much the same. What it says right now for me, I think I see Detroit, Philly, Washington. I think they're my kind of locks in it, and Atlanta. I don't think that anyone's going to top Falcons. I could see the Buccaneers sneaking in. So if I were to give you my hard list right now, I'm just going to go Arizona, Atlanta, Detroit, Philly, Washington, and then Tampa Bay. I think Baker can get it done.
You don't think the Niners? Niners miss?
Am I missing one? I feel like I listed too few teams.
Maybe you got
I think that's it. If I had to include another one, it'd probably be the Niners. But I feel like there's a lot more holes than just Christian McCaffrey being out. Like, Brandon Ayuk's injured for the season. Problems on defense. The whole team seems like hate each other. They're acting like they won a Super Bowl last year when they didn't. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like Elise is a 49ers fan. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Even though she couldn't name a single person on that team. But I feel like there's just more missing with that team than meets the eye. I think they've gotten really lucky to win as many games. And they have a tough stretch coming up. I think that they have maybe one of the hardest schedules.
And the Cardinals have a very easy schedule looking at it. But with that said,
it seems like. But
we also fall apart. Maybe it's not the Cliff Kingsbury effect. Maybe it's the Kyler Murray effect. But
yeah, do you see the 49ers winning? Like, they're 5-4 right now. Do you see them going, like, most of these games, I'm like, I bet they're not even projected to win. They have the Seahawks, then the Packers.
You know what? Actually, I don't. I do see the Cardinals winning the division.
I think, well, I would normally say probably not. Like, I'm a little bit of a cynical fan. But after looking at the 49ers schedule, having to play the Bills, Packers, Seahawks, they have to play Dolphins, who are kind of look all right, and Detroit again.
Well, or Detroit. Here's what I confirm. We're not getting these we're not getting these seeds. We're not getting the one seed. We're not getting.
Well, yeah, that's.
We're not getting the two seed, and we're not getting the five seed.
So if we don't win the division, we're not making it.
Well, no, if we don't win the division, then we're not going to get the 5 seed, cuz I think the Packers will get that. I think those 3 are kind of locked. The Packers are right behind the Lions. So what could we get? We could get the 3, the 4, the 6, and the 7. Mm-hmm. For the 7, I don't want to play the Lions or the Eagles in the first round.
Brutal. I'd love to play the Vikings.
I would love for our first round matchup to be first either the Falcons or the Bucks, that division winner.
Mm-hmm.
Or I wouldn't love it, but the 49ers, the 6, maybe the Washington football team, I'd be fine playing again. But
yeah.
I don't know. I guess we're going to have to wait and see.
What an exciting year it is. It's exciting, an exciting year to be
exciting year of football.
Jake and Drew sports fans. Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we call him up?
Yeah, let's call him up. Let's get him on here.
Let's call him up. Let's see if he answers this time.
Welcoming into the pod, Cobra Kai Insider.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Sam Gardner?
This is Sam Gardner. What's up?
Not much. Welcome to the pod. This is our Cobra Kai and brother, or Cobra Kai Insider and our brother Sam. Sam, it's great to have you on. We're really excited to talk to you today, man.
Cool. What are we talking about today, boys?
on with it, man. Keep it rolling.
Well, the Copa Cry new season comes out soon. We want to ask your opinions, maybe some theories.
No spoilers, but some predictions.
Some predictions on what you think will happen, what you're hoping to happen. We know you're a big fan of Cobra Kai.
Yeah. For those who don't know, I am a huge Cobra Kai fan. Easily one of the best TV shows made in this generation. Yeah, true. I do have some – there definitely is some predictions that I have with the TV show.
Who's winning the Sigma Tie?
What?
Who's winning the Sigma Tie?
The Saikai Saikai?
Yes.
Get with it, Jake.
Yes,
what the
yes,
heck,
the Saikai, the Sigma Tie. Who's winning that?
I got to go with Cobra Kai on this one.
Oh, no way. Really?
With, no, like with individual.
With Kwan and Tori.
Oh.
Kwan.
You're like the bad Kwan. Boys.
Jake does.
Kwan's a dog. He's tough.
I think he's only been in three yeah. episodes and he's only fought once, but I guess
tough.
I can see that.
He's nice.
Okay. You don't see Hawk winning it, though.
I get, you know, Hawk is not in his prime anymore, you know? He's falling off. Though.
He has fallen off. But he's got, I saw the promo, he's got the American flag mohawk. Mm. Like, doesn't that mean he's back? Like, fighting for his...
Honestly,
USA.
It was kind of cool when the season came out, but like, I think the mohawk is just like kind of cringe.
No,
like
the
USA,
script, baby.
The USA is kind of cringe.
But he's the defending champ, all valley champ.
We need to bring back the season 3 red mohawk Cobra Kai hawk.
Oh, what about purple hair?
No, that's also kind of cringe.
How about buzz cut? How about Oompa Loompa hair?
No. No.
We're getting off. I was curious who. Oh, no, wait. So we got Cobra Kai mm-hmm. versus Miyagi-Do. Are they still called Miyagi-Do? Are they called Miyagi-Fang-Do? What are they called?
They're called.
Why is Daniel-san always saying, it's not the Miyagi-Do way, and then getting really mad? Is that like, do you think they're playing a little bit too much into that, Sam? Or do you like it?
The Miyagi-Do way?
Yeah, the Miyagi-Do way.
It's a term we like to call glazing.
Oh,
That's all we gotta say.
Can you very graphically describe what glazing is?
No.
We did.
I'm pretty sure I get that on my donut.
Yeah, it's just like kind of add a little
kinda,
bit
that's
of.
That's kind of what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, a little glaze at the top. I had to look up who Kwan was, if I'm being honest, because I don't remember the first part. It's been like since July since the first.
It's been
afternoon.
A while.
OBX was just.
I did put Andrew onto that.
You did, sure. I'm not really happy that you did, but you did, sure.
I put you on.
Is Kenny going to the finals?
No, he's not.
Why is he not?
I think it's because he's African American. It was racially motivated.
No, Sam, give us some real facts here. Why is Kenny? Is he going to the Taikai Saikai?
Kenny. Well, did he go to Taikai Saikai?
No, he pooped his pants.
Oh yeah!
I forgot about that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think what's gonna happen is two like Cobra Kai members might be get injured, and then they're gonna bring up.
They're gonna
Hawk.
Fly them all the way.
Let's fly out this random kid from Orange County, California.
They're gonna fly out Hawk.
What is the Sigma Kai?
And Kenny. And I honestly think Kenny will cook in the Saikai Saikai.
Oh, I hope Kenny cooks.
That's right. Hawk didn't make it, did he?
Yeah, Hawk didn't make it.
But then, No, Hawk did make it.
No, he didn't.
Wait, what? Dimitri beat him.
Dimitri did beat him.
Oh,
but
yeah,
he got
that's
moved
right.
in because I think.
What's her name?
Correct
left?
Me if I'm wrong. Tori Nichols dropped out.
Good reference.
But then she came in and started fighting for John Kreese still. I forget why she had to leave. I think that she got in a little bit of a fight with.
Her BF.
Oh, she was fighting with anger because. I think her mom died.
Because it's not the Miyagi-Do way.
Why do I know this show so well? I know everything about this show.
It's actually kind of sad.
Tori Nichols' mom died, and then
we don't need an analysis or expert. We got one right here.
Yeah. What do we need you for, Sam? Oh, wait. I know. Sammy's story.
Sammy's story.
We're going to talk about a Sammy story today, one of our favorites.
Okay. Wait. Before we say the Sammy story, I have another prediction.
Oh, last yeah. Give it to us.
Yes.
I was kind of hoping
for that. I wrote down one last one.
Okay.
You wrote
I
this
think
down.
The new Cobra Kai Stingray
Dojo
will open up to the Saikai Saikai, and they'll come for their debut match.
The Stingray Dojo?
And I think they'll go all the way.
Okay.
I can't wait until Stingray as a coach. In 20 years. That's a plot twist. I can't wait until 20 years when Sam's kids are watching the new Cobra Kai adaptation. It's called Stingray Dojo. And then he's like, wow, I remember when I used to watch Cobra Kai growing up. Now it's Stingray? That's crazy.
Stingray was my favorite.
Wait, what was I going to ask about that?
Nothing. Stingray. I don't think you're going to ask anything about that.
You're right. I was not going to ask anything about that. Okay, sick. I love the prediction, Sam. We're very excited. Well, maybe we'll have a little watch party for it, and we'll we'll see what it's like tomorrow night. Let's get to our Sammy story of the day. Mm-hmm. Jake, do you want to preface it?
Sure. I'll tell this story. So this was when Sam was younger. We had just watched...
Isn't Sam like always like 10 years old? Like, yeah. Does Sam really ever age?
He doesn't really grow up. But
I'm not sure. Okay.
So Sam, he was a young boy, and he we had just watched Muppets Most Wanted, the second one. And in it, there was this evil Kermit with a mole.
Oh.
And so my mom, as a prank, shout out mom, she painted a little mole on her cheek. And she went out and said, oh, look, I'm evil mom. And Sam thought it was real. And so he started crying and freaking out. And
ran to the corner.
Ran to the corner.
Hyperventilating. Like, what are we going to do?
Evil mom. Sam, care to explain this story?
So this is actually a funny story because my mom gets mad at me for saying this phrase nowadays. I always say, like, when I joke with her, I always say, no, not that phrase. It's just a prank. And back then, the reason I keep saying that is because in the moment when she was pranking me, I was crying like really bad. And she said, hey, Sam, it was just a prank. And I did not take it gladly. I remember that for most of my life. And now anytime I see my mom and do something bad to her, I'll just say it's just a prank. And that's where that phrase came from.
Poor boy.
Also a catchphrase.
Can't even watch the Muppets anymore. they still look how they massacred my boy.
Poor guy doesn't even listen to Rainbow Connection anymore.
Why are there so many? See, now he's... Stop scaring him. Stop scaring him.
Him in.
Is this... It sounds like this is a point of trauma for Sam. I don't want to go too far into it, but thank you for sharing your struggle with us, Sam. That's really sad that...
Yeah, of course.
I think it's kind of funny.
The time it was not.
Okay.
Well, did you just believe that mom was, like, wasn't mom, I guess. Like, it was evil mom.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, that mole was really freaky, I guess.
I guess the question is Sam just stupid or is Sam just young is probably the question.
I think a little mix of the bowl.
Little healthy mix?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably
say. Well, I dabble.
It'd be funny if Sam had an absent seizure right when mom, like, put the mole on. So, like, he's just having this great conversation. Mom, like, mom, I love you so much. And then he has an absent seizure. Mom, like, paints a mole on. And then he wakes up out of it. He's like, ah! And just runs into a wall. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Sam, thanks for being on the pod so we can make fun of you. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, sure. Anytime.
We'll be sure to have you on next week for more Sammy stories and hopefully a little bit of a recap of the Cobra Kai finale. As
all right, comes. Cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Good luck with basketball, Sam. We'll talk to you later, bro.
Bye. All right.
Love you. See ya.
He said, I love you. I don't know if we feel the same way.
Well, I said it too.
Oh, you said it? Oh, okay. Yeah, I said it too.
Oh,
okay. Me too. Okay. What do we have left, Jake? What do we want to get into? Do we have enough? Are we out of time?
I think we're out of time.
Okay. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having a good time, but I think, can we? Let's end on a high note.
A high note?
A high note. That was a pretty high note.
That was all right.
Let's end on a high note.
A high note. How about a little song for the show to end?
I thought this was going to be a good idea when I wrote it down for the script, but now I'm regretting this.
Ooh, yeah.
Why do you talk like a child molester when you play guitar?
Oh, we had a great... podcast of Jake and Drew. What did we talk about?
Nothing
and what
much.
What did we do?
Yeah.
We had a Sammy story.
Uh-huh.
About evil Kermit and Mom.
Whoa.
Look us up on jakeanddrew.com.
Hey, that was really a way to tie it together at the end there.
Well, that's actually not our website.
I was like, we don't have that domain. I thought that was going to be a little surprise. Like, now go to jakeanddrew.com to get some merch. And I was like, whoa, this is sick.
No.
There's no jakeanddrew.com.
No, no.
Wait, let's see. Hey, intern over there. Can you type this in?
Intern in the corner.
Stupid intern. Jakeanddrew.com.
Why are you making fun of our intern?
It's available.
Is it because she's a woman?
No. It's
available?
Doesn't know. Yes, the domain is available.
Well, get on it.
So, wait. Okay. Actually, this will be sick. I'm going to make jakeanddrew.com.
Jakeandrew.com.
Coming to a computer near you. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone, today. We love you. We're grateful for you. We hope you have a great rest of this week. It's always a good week to be a Coug.
Go Cougs.